Welcome to the podcast service of Sydney's FM 103.2. Available on the web at fm1032.com.au.
Well, he competed in a show called The Biggest Loser, but he's come out the other side, you could say, as a rather slim winner. Chris Garling is his name. He says his faith helped him to rise to the challenge of shedding kilos inside The Biggest Loser house. But what we really want to know is, can weight loss and prize money change a person's life? And what does somebody who actually went through reality TV think about reality TV? Well, let's find out. Chris Garling, thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot for having me.
How did you find yourself on The Biggest Loser show in the first place? What was your motivation?
I wasn't really happy with the way I looked at 150 kilos. And I don't know, my sisters actually were the ones that put the idea in my head to begin with.
Were they?
They suggested the show, and at first I was really offended, and I thought, oh, I'm not that big, you know. I mean, come on, what are you trying to say there? But then, I mean, the more I got into it, the more interviews I went through, the more I started to get a feel for the show, and I thought, yeah, this could work for me.
Mm. And how did you mainly put your weight on, if I may ask? Was it a hectic lifestyle, so then you relied on lots of fast food, or what was it?
I used to play a lot of first grade schoolboy basketball when I was younger. And in the final season, or the final year, year 12, I actually pulled up with an injury, and so I wasn't allowed to play in the final year, which really was kind of heartbreaking for a guy that had been training for 7 or 8 years, 24/7. Mm. So I just kind of stopped caring about things, if you know what I mean. When you've worked that hard for something and you can't achieve it, just because it was something that was out of my control, I just started eating and not worrying about things, started drinking and smoking, and, you know, in about 5 years, I put on about 50 kilos.
Right. Chris, what did you think of reality TV before you actually became a contestant on a reality TV program?
Before I became a contestant, I was a bit sceptical of reality TV. Like, I did watch last year's show, bits and pieces of it, but, yeah, I was very sceptical, you know. I always thought, you know, Big Brother and things like that. I wasn't a huge fan, but, you know, I wasn't a big fan of reality TV before because I thought it was a bit sus. But having been on one show myself, it's a bit different to the way it comes across. Like, mm. What people see on television is very different to what actually happens.
What do you think of reality TV now that you've seen both sides? You've seen it as a viewer, and you're a bit sceptical. Now you've actually been through one.
I don't know. It's very limited. Like, it's very heavily edited. It's not exactly... I don't know about Big Brother, but with The Biggest Loser, what you see on TV is not necessarily 100% of what happens in the house. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like, sometimes it is, but a lot of the times there's a certain story or a certain angle they're after, and that's what they'll push.
How did you actually get on inside The Biggest Loser house, and as far as getting on with other contestants and things like that?
I mean, I got on with a few of the other contestants. I was always trying to be as polite as I could in that, but I think I scared a lot of people too much because, look, I went in there with a mission, and I went in there to really train hard and do as well as I could. So I was always moving. I'd never be sitting still. If everyone else was relaxing and sitting on the couch, I'd be, you know, behind the couch doing push-ups and things like this. So I think I really scared people a bit.
Because there were comments about you being, you know, super competitive.
Oh, I am. I'm an unbelievably competitive person, so...
Maybe that was the frustrated basketballer in you coming out.
Yeah, definitely possible. I mean, after coming so close and not quite achieving last time, I wanted to make sure that I hit the mark this time.
Yeah. In your before and after shots, you really do look like a different person. How does your life change when you lose that much weight? Do people treat you differently?
It sounds very weird, but I mean, you realise that a lot of people are very shallow. Like, you're really the same person at 150 as you are at 79, but people don't see it that way. You know, a skinny guy with some nice clothes and that, people respond very differently to this, really, whereas if you're 150 kilos, you're a fairly fat guy. People just... It's weird. People are very superficial sometimes. Mm. I kind of picked up on that vibe. But my life, for me personally, has changed so much. I mean, just a different person. You know, I do everything I want to do. I'm very active. I'm always outdoors. You know, like, most weekends I'm off kayaking or mountain biking or doing something crazy, you know. It's just living life to the full. That's the way I see it. Mm. If you know what I mean? I try and get the most out of every single day. So every night I go to bed, and I think, you know, I've achieved something, you know, I've gotten something out of it. Because so, when you're overweight, you're struggling, you know, everything's depressing and you don't want to do anything, and, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I was going to say you've actually let go of the things that were actually holding you back, which was your weight.
Yep, you get into a very negative cycle when you're overweight like that. Whereas when you lose the weight, I'm a lot more positive and, you know, outgoing and, you know, bouncing off the walls.
Yeah, sure. And I wonder how many other people who are wrestling with weight issues have also got somebody that's a bounce-off-the-wall kind of personality within them. They're just kind of needing to break free so that they can have that life back again.
Definitely. I think a lot of overweight people have it in there, but they just kind of get negative about the way they look, and so they find it easier to just bottle it in. I mean, even as a big guy, I was still very funny and, you know, like, not life of the party, but I was always out there and very outgoing. But you're not quite the person you want to be because you're always held back by the weight and the way you look. As much as you try and pretend like it isn't a factor, it always is.
We're talking to Chris Garling on Open House tonight. Chris, there's been a fair bit of talk about whether you've lost too much weight, that maybe it borders on being unhealthy. Somebody mentioned the phrase manorexia. How do you respond to that?
I have a bit of a laugh with it because all the way through the show, I was very heavily monitored. I was getting medicals every other week. Look, when I got down to 79.4, I was well within my healthy weight range. I was using a BMI scale, you know, the body mass index. I think I was 20.4 or something, and the healthy weight is technically between 20 and 25. So I was healthy all the way through. I just push a little harder than most people, but I suppose that's in my nature. I'm pretty competitive, and I was always going to work hard.
And I guess the whole issue is that this is, you know, you've had maybe not the whole nation watching you, but you've had so many people watching you that now you're going to get those kinds of comments all from this point on. In fact, if you ever put weight on again, you're going to be in those gossip magazines like never before.
Yeah, I'm very conscious of that. I mean, look, I wasn't going to hold a 79.4 for long. That was just for the show. I always said that I want to get up to, my goal is to get to about 90, 95 kilos and just with a fair bit of muscle on.
Mm-hmm.
That's always been the goal. I've said that all along. I'm working towards it now, so I mean, slowly but surely, I am putting a bit of weight back on, but it's just through a lot of weights and a lot of exercise.
Okay. And Chris, you won $200,000 as a result of winning the Biggest Loser, and everybody knows about that as well. Can money change your life, or is it a hindrance? Is it a help? What is it?
I mean, it's always nice to have. I mean, money it's a bonus, but it's not it's not really the reason I did it for.
Mm.
You know? Do you know what I mean? It's nice to have, but it comes and goes. I think it's more about the journey, you know. It's not so much about the destination. It's how you live your life and whether you enjoy it, rather than, you know, getting to the end, winning the 200 grand and everything else.
Yeah. And what about the fame side of things? Are people recognising you on the street? And again, do you like that? Dislike it?
I'm getting recognised a lot. Like, everywhere I go, it always takes one person at first to come and go, aren't you the guy from... And then all of a sudden, the whole thing starts to go a bit nuts. But I have a laugh with it. I mean, I don't take it too seriously because I know it's only going to be around for a couple of months until, you know, the Big Brother gets going or the next series, The Biggest Loser goes again, you know.
Yeah, that's true. It's going to be very, very transient. There were reports that at the time when you were going through the program that your faith got you through the ordeal. Tell us about that. What do you believe and how has your faith helped you?
Look, I'm Russian Orthodox, I used to think I was fairly religious. I don't know. When I was in the house, I didn't have a lot of supporters, to be honest with you. I was friendly with everyone, but in an environment like that where it's kind of cutthroat, you know, it's a dog-eat-dog world, you've got to have someone backing you up or else you're really going to be in trouble. And for me, I mean, that was really the only friend I had was God, and that's all. Praying 24/7, that's what got me through a lot of things. It was just... And also, I think it was more about staying positive. Like, any times that there'd be big, that I'd have a problem or something like that, something I couldn't handle, I'd just pass it up to him and just keep working, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It sounds weird, I know. And I know it's not the end thing to be religious these days, but it doesn't really bug me. It worked for me, and, you know, that's what got me through.
That's it. And that's not about whether it's popular or whether it's fashionable or whether it's in or out. It's whether it's real. And obviously, you have a real faith there. And can you describe some of the prayers that you're asking then while you were going through the house?
It was mainly just to help me to focus, just to say, look, there's a lot of things that are out of my control here. There's a lot of things I can't make a difference about. So I just say, look, can you just help me to work on what I can do? You know, I can work on my diet, my exercise, and just how whether I'm positive or not. Everything else is out of my reach.
Mm.
So I just said, if you can handle the big things, I'll handle the small things, and together we'll figure this thing out.
You felt like you got some answers from God?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I stayed very calm. I stayed very relaxed no matter what was going on. I really didn't fly off the handle. I didn't have any problems with it, whereas a lot of other people were getting excited and, you know, getting ticked off all the time. I was staying pretty level.
Mm.
And I think that was the key, that I was just focusing on what I had to do every day to get to the end. And keeping a level head about it, it helped me to think clearly and helped me to get through.
And in your personal walk in faith, have there been moments where your faith has become more personal to you than other times? Or have you had any significant turning points when it comes to your Christian faith?
Yeah, I mean, one of the biggest things is I went about 2 years ago, I went to a Russian Orthodox monastery out in Bombal, just near the ski fields there,
mm-hmm.
in New South Wales. And I spent a couple of weeks there, and I think that was a big turning point for me because it made it a lot more real. Like, it's easy. It's not easy, but you know what I mean? You go to church every Sunday and you do what you have to do, and that's one thing. But when you're living the life and living like a monk for a couple of weeks, I found it became a lot more real for me. I got a lot closer, I believe, and it just became more personal.
What did you do during that time?
I just did exactly what the monks did. You know, I was working, 8 hours a day, and they had a quarry there, you know, just breaking rock and that, and then just going and eating with them, sleeping in the same, you know, monastic cells and things like that. And I found it really, it takes, everything else kind of falls away, you know. You just focus on religion and God, and you're working hard. I don't know, it all seemed to make sense. Do you know what I mean? You can relax, you don't have to worry about outside influences, and at night I'll just be reading a lot of religious books, and I found I got a real, really good sense of peace.
Mm.
I'm sure it's not for everybody, but it worked for me.
Yeah, and what motivated you to go on a retreat like that in the first place?
I just thought it was time. I thought I was having issues in my normal life, and I felt the need to relax and just get a better grip on things, or else everything was going downhill. I could see things were starting to slip, and I thought this is the best way for me to get back to recharge and to get back to my roots and just to make sense of everything.
So who is Jesus to you then, Chris?
Probably one of my best friends, I'd say. Someone that's always got my back and hopefully always will. Someone I can go to with any problems I have, someone I can rely on, someone that's really always there for me. I know, I'm sure it sounds very cheesy, but this is just what I believe, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, fascinating to talk to you. Would you ever go on a reality TV program again after having gone on one?
I don't know. I'd definitely have to think about it. Let's put it that way. It was a very good experience because for me, I mean, I got my life back. But as with any TV show, there's bits you like and there's bits you don't like. I don't know. I'd definitely have to think about that one.
I bet you would. And what about those listening who really would like to do the same thing as you and lose a few of the kilos? What would you say?
I think it's all about mindset. I think weight loss is a mental game. You really have to stay positive. And for me, that's where my faith came in. It kept me on track. Not everyone's Christian, not everyone's religious, but you've got to have something that keeps you positive and keeps you focused, or else you're going to have problems. Because I think if you've got your head right and you can stay conscious of what you have to do and stay motivated, the weight loss will come.
Okay. Chris, thanks for joining us on Open House tonight. It's been great to talk to you.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Yeah, it's Chris Garling, winner of the last season of the reality TV show The Biggest Loser.
We hope you enjoyed this FM 103.2 podcast. To listen to more great audio, visit fm1032.com.au.